For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he'll announce his Supreme Court pick a week from tomorrow. He's already courting support from Senate Democrats who face tough re-election battles in red states. But one senator from his own party could wind up being a tough sell as well. Susan Collins from Maine was on CNN.
I would not support a nominee who demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade.
Leonard Leo of the Conservative Federalist Society, who advised the president on judicial matters, says none of the people mentioned as potential nominees have a clear record on Roe v. Wade.
Prospective nominees like Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett and Raymond Kethledge and Tom Hardiman are people who have not specifically said they oppose Roe v. Wade, and their writings and their work show that they're very fair.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing spree at an apartment complex that was home to many refugees. Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a 3-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
9 people were injured, including 6 children. The heat dome is locking in dangerous temperatures from Arizona to Maine, while firefighters in southern Colorado say drought is making their job much tougher. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
The Colorado governor has already made a disaster declaration for the area. Fire started on Wednesday, but it's the high temperatures and low humidity that is making it extremely difficult to fight the fire. We have ongoing drought conditions across this part of the U.S., so more fires are likely to burn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get 2 premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Dismantling North Korea's nuclear arsenal is not really a lengthy process once it's started. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
National Security Advisor John Bolton tells CBS's Face the Nation the plan to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons system could be completed in a short amount of time.
What our experts have devised is a program that, with North Korean cooperation, with full disclosure of all of their chemical and biological nuclear programs, ballistic missile sites.
That hasn't happened yet?
It has not. Physically, we would be able to dismantle the overwhelming bulk of their programs within a year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An illegal immigrant is now facing charges for allegedly starting a huge wildfire in southern Colorado that has forced hundreds of evacuations and burned many buildings. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
Officials say 52-year-old Jesper Jorgensen faces arson charges for allegedly setting the spring fire. He's been handed over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement as he's not a U.S. citizen. That fire has burned over 38,000 acres and is still at 0% containment as of early Sunday. The fire has destroyed many structures, forcing hundreds to evacuate homes, and it's one of the most active of about 10 fires currently burning in the state of Colorado. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,